which was in the town of Dingle, in the merry month of June. Pat McGee was drinking beer in Brannigan's saloon. A tall man in a shiny suit to Pat McGee did say, "The President, he wants you, Pat, at the White House right away. Put on your fancy helmet, Pat, and pull your tunic tight. We've just received a message from our floating satellite. There's leprechauns in outer space we have to plot and plan. They don't speak any English and they want a Kerry man. You won't be lonesome on the trip, we have a pal for you. Her name is Philomena, she's a monkey from the zoo. She speaks the Gaelic very well, she's full of airs and grace. She'll be your navigator as you fly through outer space. So give me a keg of brandy and a bucket of Irish stew, 60 pounds of sausages and a barrel of Mountain Dew, a packet of gum and a pint of rum, a knife, a fork and spoon. We're off tonight in the pale moonlight, we're flying to the moon." The rocket roared and shivered all through the starry night. McGee said to the monkey, "'Tis a grand and glorious sight. Push that button, mind that wheel, you hairy big baboon. You're working for the President, we're flying to the moon." The moon was dark and dreary, Philomena gave a moan. "Sure it looks like Connemara with all them rocks and stones." Then from out the silent night they heard an awful scream, and there upon a lunar rock stood a little man in green. "My name is Patsy Mulligan, and I'm a leprechaun. I'm king of all the little folks, so don't step on my cones. You're welcome to this planet that includes the monkey too. Before we start our conference, we'll have some Mountain Dew. So give me a keg of brandy and a bucket of Irish stew, 60 pounds of sausages and a barrel of Mountain Dew, a packet of gum and a pint of rum, a knife, a fork and spoon. We're off tonight in the pale moonlight, we're flying to the moon." They swallowed all the brandy and they ate the Irish stew. They chewed the gum and sipped the rum and drank the Mountain Dew. The monkey ate the sausages, she used the fork and spoon, and by early dawn every leprechaun was fluttered on the moon. At tea time that same evening, behind a lunar rock, they all sat down on mushrooms and talked till 10 o'clock. Then Patsy Mulligan lost his cool and shouted out, "Fair play. We can't afford your income tax this time you flew away. Tell them down in Kerry, when your rocket splashes home, we don't want any humans here, we'd rather be alone. We don't want television, fancy cars or radios. We'll leave them to the madmen in that planet down below. So give me a keg of brandy and a bucket of Irish stew, 60 pounds of sausages and a barrel of Mountain Dew, a packet of gum and a pint of rum, a knife, a fork and spoon. We're off tonight in the pale moonlight, we're flying to the moon."